A 60-mile round trip might seem a bit excessive just to stock the fridge with sausage, especially when the trip starts in New Orleans, where a great link is always much closer at hand anyway. But I've never regretted any such highway runs I've made to La Place. Chalk that up to the extraordinary andouille sausage produced in the traditional smokehouses in this river parish's town. This community was, of course, badly and unexpectedly battered by floodwaters from Hurricane Isaac, and the town's andouille festival, an annual tradition in October, is canceled this year as parish officials concentrate on recovery work. Despite the damage, however, La Place is rebuilding, and its food culture is holding strong, too. The smokehouses in this town and other nearby communities help fuel this tradition, and they're back in business. That means that as fall weather moves in, as local cooks return to their gumbo pots, and as tailgating season hits high gear, the elemental goodness of andouille will be right there, too. The style of andouille we're talking about here is bigger, brawnier, and most of all, smokier than what you can find in most other places, even around Louisiana. In the river parishes, andouille has truly been an artisanal product long before the current foodie vogue for handmade this and that. This local style comes from the cultural mixing between French and German neighbors back in the colonial days of a riverside area that, after all, is often called the German coast. In downtown La Place, this heritage is tended by Jacob's world-famous andouille and Bailey's world-famous andouille, which sit practically next door to each other. And 2 miles away at Wayne Jacobs Smokehouse, which, despite the common name, has no affiliation with Jacobs. How Louisiana is that? Wayne Jacobs also doubles as a restaurant, so here you can stock your cooler for home and then sit down for a meal of andouille burgers, andouille bacon, andouille po' boys, and even andouille chips, which are fried thin slices of the sausage. Aficionados of the smokehouse arts will also want to visit the adjacent town of Reserve, home to the Depression-era butcher shop, Cox's Meat Market, and also Don's Country Store, a combination grocery hardware store with bins full of house-made andouille and all the cast-iron cookware you could ever need to prepare it. Across the river, in Vacherie, handmade andouille is the big thing at Spuddy's Cajun Foods, a restaurant and meat market. This place makes a great stop for visitors touring nearby plantations, like the Oak Alley, Joseph, or Laura plantations. These are all small, family-run smokehouses, and each puts its own nuanced stamp on its product. This means that the finished andouille from each stop around here can differ as greatly as the wines produced in the same valley. And parsing their distinctions can be as pleasurable as chasing the same varietal grape from one vineyard to the next. This part of Louisiana has been through a lot lately, but despite the great soaking, the tradition of River Parish's andouille is still smoking. Learn more at wwno.org.